On the campaign trail in Iowa, Mike Huckabee has overtaken Mitt Romney, who used to have a lock on Iowa. The Republican presidential candidate tried to regain his momentum there by running negative ads against Huckabee, and political junkies have been waiting to see if Huckabee would retaliate. As NPR's Martin Casti reports, the suspense is over.
In the fight for first place in Iowa, Romney's been throwing some right hooks. Last week, he aired an ad accusing the former Arkansas governor of being soft on illegal workers. And now there's this.
Huckabee granted more clemencies than the previous three governors combined, even reduced penalties for manufacturing methamphetamine. On crime, the difference is judgment.
In the race for the Republican nomination, them's fighting words. And now Huckabee is shooting back.
Are you about worn out of all the television commercials you've been seeing? Mostly about politics. I don't blame you. At this time of year, sometimes it's nice to pull aside from all of that and just remember that what really matters is the celebration of the birth of Christ and being with our family and our friends.
Now there's a wily trick. You get ahead in the polls and then you declare Christmas. Bill Hilsman, the award-winning ad man for insurgent candidates such as Jesse Ventura and Kinky Friedman, says this ad will stand out from what he calls the noise of other political ads. And it's a preemptive strike against anybody who tries to take Huckabee down.
And I think this is going to work really well, especially in Iowa, because they're going to say, oh, Romney's out there attacking this guy, and he's out there with this really nice commercial up there wishing us all Merry Christmas.
But the Romney campaign says it doesn't see any reason for a holiday truce. Ben Ginsburg is a senior advisor to Romney.
We will be respectful of the holiday season, but I think that Iowa voters have told us that it's important to discuss the issues.
And even though Huckabee is playing Silent Night on TV, that doesn't necessarily mean he's pure sweetness and light. When we caught up with him by phone, Huckabee had this to say about Romney.
Well, you know, while some folks are thinking of Christmas as peace on earth, goodwill toward men, some people just can't turn it off long enough to wanting to take a ball-peen hammer and go after the kneecaps of their political rivals.
Huckabee calls Romney's ads misleading. He says penalties for meth were harsher in Arkansas than in Massachusetts, and he says he presided over 16 executions while he was governor, something Romney never had to do in a state without the death penalty. Still, Huckabee did come in for some criticism in the state from people who thought that, as a Baptist preacher, he was too quick to grant clemency to inmates who said they'd found Jesus. But Mike Huckabee doesn't apologize for his religion. He didn't as governor, and he certainly doesn't as a candidate for president.
Never occurred to me that I had to acknowledge everybody else's religion, but I had to deny my own. It made no sense to me, and it doesn't now.
As if to underscore this point, Huckabee's new ad dispenses with the more generic language of season's greetings or happy holidays. Instead, he locks his gaze on the camera, and he speaks plainly about the importance of celebrating the birth of Christ. Martin Casti, NPR News.